It is odd how anyone who works with marionettes comes to identify himself with a conglomeration of wood, parts of tin cans, plastic wood, and thread, which is the heart and soul of a string puppet. Somehow, whether one hangs the marionettes by the control stick or sits them on a miniature bench, they all seem to develop a humanness and a personality, much like actual people. Each one of us who looks at a marionette will read into the doll a great deal of his own personality, and certainly these little people actually have personalities of their own. It is interesting to note that articulated dolls have been part of the culture of every clime and time. Possibly dancing was the first art, although rhythmic sound, which grew into what we call music today, could not have been far behind. But certainly the next art was that of the moving part doll. The ancient Javanese made them from leather. The Chinese constructed them by the use of ceramics. The people who lived where wood was plentiful made them of wood, and later they were made in many places of cloth. Today they are made of materials common to our present-day world, but however they are made, however they are motivated, the personality of the maker and the operator plays a major role. This year's show had a group of none such characters, and still each operator and each member of the audience jumped out of his own character and into the personality of the individual doll, exactly as mankind has done for lo these many centuries. At Kiwani, we have been working and playing with these dolls for several decades. The thing that amazes and pleases me is that each year the fun increases, the creativeness grows, as campers learn and learn more. And the urge of the centuries that made this kind of doll a delight, when the Chinese invented gunpowder and long before, as a matter of fact, still persists. People were human then, are now, and I trust shall always be. It would be no fun to live in a world without people who enable us, backstage or in front of it, to lose ourselves in another, and maybe a more pleasant kind of world. Here we go for 58. May you gain a few minutes out of yourself with this music, all sung by these delightful puppets. Listen to our overture, played by Kirk Dunkley. Thank you. Started with a 10-piece orchestra, it was good. It's safe to say that on no concert stage of whatever kind was a band of more energetic virtuosi, nor anywhere were they more enthusiastically received. Then came Solomon's Song, sung by Bill Spiesman. Bill is an experienced marionette singer. He's been doing it for years. Those listeners who have other Kiwani marionette records can check just how long ago he started by listening to the ever-deepening voice. Let's hear it, Billy.
Papa can't do anything, you know. We walk and talk and hear and taste and see. And though we move the way controls just go, we still have individuality. Ho, 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 a puppet is the finest thing. Ho, 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 we do such funny tricks. Ho, 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 we puppets lead a merry life. We're always giving you some kicks. I'd rather be a puppet any day than just a routine, ordinary man. For puppets can do anything they may. No human being does the things we can. Ho, 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 we puppets lead a merry life. We're always giving you some kicks. I am just a puppet. My head is made of wood. My clothing doesn't really fit. No, you would get up if you could. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I can't tell good from bad. For though my joints are pegged, since I was made, I have grown from a puppet to a living land.
Maren Obernauer sings the skater's song. The poor girl, she likes bikini bathing suits better than red flannel underwear. You're on, Maren.
I sing of the joys of the winter, of the ice and the snow and the freeze. I have no special malice for Aurora Borealis, which you don't get at 80 degrees. I sing of the joys of the ski trail, of the gloves and the socks and the sled. I have no special liking for the weather of the Viking, for it's warmest when he a cold and runny nose. There's nothing at all like ten holy frozen toes, unless you think it grand to have a frigid hand and to face your peers with icy rears and sadly reddened ears. A thing I hate without any debate is a record cold snap on any given day. Unless you are inclined to pay no never mind to these head cold fears, eyes filled with tears, and sniffly sneezy ears. You can have your minks and all the skating rinks, Give me the seashore and any old golf links. Unless you think it's nice to be fully cased in ice. I'll take the summer. I'll take the summer. Any old time.
Then came a repeat, written and sung originally several years back, but it fit nicely into this year's varieties where we had a magic act. The song is excellent, as you shall hear. It's sung by Lee Anspacher. Lee?
You can laugh at the baton in all magic kits. You won't get too fat on magician outfits. No incantation will help you a bit. Your imagination and just native wit is the password to wonders complete. Just look around you for magic on top of all this system, sure. In fact, it's unstoppable. For there's magic in the streams and in the sky and in the trees. There's magic in the dreams and in the eye and in a breeze. There's magic in a scheme and in a sigh and in a sneeze. Everywhere you look, there's magic. For there's magic in the moon and in the night and in the day. There's magic in a tune and in a light and in a play. There's magic in a broom and egg whites and breathless trays. Everywhere you look, there's magic. From January 1 till December's dying days, every life is filled with magic. From early rising sun till its last setting rays, everywhere you look, there's magic. For there's magic in your speech and in a view and in an ear. There's magic in a peach and in a stew and in a steer. There's magic in a beach and in a shoe and in a chair. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, there's magic. You can try all you want to get something for free. You can fumble with charts of astrology. But there is not much use for that kind of plea. It's better to profit from all that you see, for the best way to get pleasure cheap. Just look at magic that surrounds these hearts, for as you know, magic abounds these parts. For there's magic in a ball and in a bass and in an ump. There's magic in a fall and in a race and in a pump. There's magic in a shawl and in a face and in a jump. Everywhere you look, there's magic. For there's magic in a house and in toil and in play. There's magic in a mouse and in soil and rainy day. There's magic in a blouse and hair oil and what you say. Everywhere you look, there's magic. From early morning yawns till at night you start to pray. Every life is filled with magic. From misty dewdrop lawns till the sun breaks into day. Everywhere you look, there's magic. For there's magic in the air and in a dive and in the dew. There's magic in a pear and in a drive and in a chew. There's magic in a chair and in a chive and yes and you. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, there's magic.